98.5 Sunshine FM. Together with his wife Mary, author and speaker Milt Rodriguez has been involved with a number of churches and ministries, from the Jesus People to the Charismatic Movement, denominational, non-denominational, Pentecostal, fundamental and evangelical movements and churches. But for the last couple of decades, they've been working in what some people call the house church movement. They've been seeking to develop an organic expression of the church, also known as organic church. Milt joins me in the studio today. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you, Rodney. My pleasure to be here.
After your involvement with so many expressions of what it means to be God's church, what has drawn you to what you're doing now?
It was a process. I think that probably what had a lot to do with it was our initial entrance into Christianity, which was through the Jesus People movement in the early 70s in California. And what happened there was a lot of the young people, thousands of young people were coming to Christ, and it was a lot of the hippies were coming to Christ. And so it was very open. It was very organic in those days. And that's kind of where we cut our teeth on that kind of experience, where we moved to a neighborhood where everybody in the church was living, and we just shared our lives together and just got to know Jesus together and lived our lives like together almost all the time. And so for us, that kind of spoiled us. And then when that turned into a more conventional, institutional type church, we really were kind of disappointed, and we really looked for that again. And even though the next 15 years we were involved with, like you said, very, very many different types of ministry and churches and so forth, we never really got over those first few years and the life that we experienced in the Lord. So it was kind of a trying to come back to that that really drove us on to look for something else, an alternative form.
Did you find that many of those people with whom you shared your life in those early days walked away from the faith? Obviously, you kept searching. You knew that what you had found in Jesus was real and you wanted to continue in that way. But did you find some others who were disillusioned by the conventional church and actually walked away from faith?
Yes. Actually, there were some that just kind of gave up on it, just thought that maybe this, what we read about in the book of Acts and in the early church, really isn't possible for today. And just became very discouraged, and some did fall away from Christ. Yes, that's true.
Maybe you can give us a thumbnail sketch of what this idea of organic church looks like. Like, if I was to come along to one of these organic church meetings, what am I going to find? How many people are going to be there? What is it going to look like?
Well, what you're going to find is very similar to if you were going to visit someone in their home, coming over for dinner, for example, for a social visit. There'd be a room full of people, probably usually 20 to 30 folks. There would be a lot of chatting going on. There would be a lot of excitement in the air. There at some point there would be singing and sharing of things, people just what they're receiving from the Lord and sharing that. There would be a lot of creativity as far as ways to share that through the arts, through music and drama and art and so forth, and not really seeing any one particular person lead that meeting, even though it can change from week to week, and there might be some that share more that week that don't the next week. But yet it's what you read about in 1 Corinthians 14, where when the whole church comes together, they're all everybody's sharing something. Everybody's participating. And it's a very exciting experience, really. There's nothing really like it.
You're in Perth because you're going to be a part of a conference that's happening on October the 6th. So obviously there is a movement right around the world where people are hungry for this sort of thing, and which is why you've been brought over here. Is that what you're finding in various places that you're going to, that people are thinking, this is really what I've been looking for?
Yes. What we're seeing is a worldwide phenomenon that's been happening, I'd say, at least from the last 5 to 10 years, where people are leaving the traditional forms of church, institutional church, by the scores. In America, I know it's some George Barna says that it's about 1 million people a year are leaving the institutions just in America. And they're leaving. Most of those people are leaving not because they're falling away from the Lord, but because they want more reality. They want a deeper experience of Him and His church. So it's happening all over the world. We're getting requests to come to all different parts of the world where people are really hungry for this.
I've heard that some people become concerned that smaller groups that have no connection with a larger body are prone to doctrinal error. But is that really the case?
I have not found it to be the case. And I think a lot of it depends on how the group is started. What we do is we plant these churches. So we're kind of the starters. We lay a foundation. And then we don't become like the pastors. We leave after that foundation is established. And then the group is on their own. And so a lot of it depends on what's being shared with them in the beginning. But most of these people have been Christians for a while, for years. And even though they come from all kinds of different backgrounds, which really makes it interesting, because how can you get these people in the same living room meeting together who have come from all these different doctrinal and practical backgrounds? And it really comes through just being willing to lay all that stuff down and just pick up Jesus himself, Jesus Christ alone. And so he's your only common denominator now. And that's really what the difference is.
Is there a danger that people are going to be leaving the established church as such because they're feeling disaffected, so that you end up with a number of people that are there not because they're more hungry for the Lord, but because they're disaffected by what's gone on in the past?
Yes, that happens quite often. And people can, if they stay in that place, I mean, there is a natural venting and sharing, you know, kind of complaining almost about the religious system. But if they don't get past that, they can become a disgruntled group, and then their commonality is not Christ, but rather what they aren't, you know, what they left or something like that, and it becomes a very negative thing, kind of toxic, really.
But obviously, that is not the case all the time, and there are ways that if there's a core group of people within there that are truly seeking Christ, that would overcome that.
Hopefully, yes. And that's something that we kind of have stages in which we work with a group. So one of the first stage is really kind of what we call detoxing from institutional Christianity and some of the harmful effects of that. Not all of it is harmful, but some of it is, in our opinion anyway. And so there is a period where a group of people need to go through that individually and together. But like I said, they don't want to stay there. If they stay there, then it becomes very inward and very toxic.
When we're looking at churches and what they're doing, they have an opportunity to reach out to those around. Is that the same case with the organic church? Are they being able to reach out into the local community?
Yes, I think it's even more so because, for one thing, they are in the local community. They meet in homes, which is a lot more informal and casual environment than going to a, quote, church building. Even though some Christians feel more comfortable with that, and it can be an intimidating thing, it's also a family environment, so it's very easy to invite people to come because it's not always a, quote, church service. Sometimes the group might just get together to socialize, have a barbecue or whatever it might be, and it's very easy to invite people to those type of things.
If people are interested in what you're talking about, is there perhaps a website they can go to or somewhere else that they can find out more about organic church?
Yes. My website is therebuilders.org, and there's lots of information, books, articles. Another website is housechurchresource.org, and both of those websites just have a ton of materials and links and so forth.
Because we hear so often of people who walk away from the church but are not connecting with other Christians in any other way. So this is an opportunity for them to reconnect with fellow believers, but perhaps in a different way to what they're used to.
Yes. And you could just Google the word organic church, just that phrase there, and you will find all kinds of, because there's so much interest in this right now.
Milt, you're here, as I say, for a conference that's coming up on October the 6th, and we've got further details if you want to get in touch with us. We can tell you a bit more about that. But thanks for dropping in here and sharing a little bit about the work that you're doing. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate it.